This is Ag Markets and More. I'm Jeff Pope.
I'm Bob Bragg.
Hi, Bob. This is the beginning of the Ag Expo, the Four States Ag Expo, 35th anniversary of it, and it kicks off today, runs through the weekend out at the Montezuma County Fairgrounds. You wrote an article in the journal, a couple weeks ago about what it was like in the beginning when the day was divided from the night, and you were there.
Right.
You were there at the beginning of the Ag Expo, and you brought it to the Votech College and to the dean there, Howard, and said, Howard Aycott, hey, I think this would be a good idea for the college to take a leadership role.
Well, actually, it was a young farmer organization, which was a young run by the tech college, and I was the coordinator of that program. So they asked, it was the young farmers that started the first Ag Expo, and they ran it for a couple of years. And then the school took it over because it just burned the young farmers down, and they just couldn't sustain it with the number of people they had.
Right.
But, it was kind of an interesting thing to get that thing started. And I guess it's interesting to me, since I haven't been involved with it for the last 10 or 12 years, that it's still in operation. And, of course, a lot of things have changed over the years.
Yeah. We got a lot more equestrian stuff in there now than ever before. One of the things that may change, I don't know if it's changing this year. I mean, 35 years ago, did you think the cultivation of hemp could ever be a part of the Ag Expo? And you just went to a conference where researchers, local people are talking about the research that's going on. CSU is doing a research project about high elevation hemp cultivation. Is it reality?
I don't know as it's reality. The problem is with hemp is that you've got the federal government on one side and you got the Colorado government on the other, and that now with the new administration, there's some question about whether they may come along and say, you shouldn't be growing any marijuana, and hemp is going to go down in flames if that happens. But the thing that I think what I'm a little bit concerned about is there are some people who are advocating hemp growing and saying that it's going to be this great crop, but so far we've got a lot of time between, I believe, it's going to take some time before we, one, develop markets, and the other is that we can be sure that there isn't going to be something going to come along and shut the whole operation down, and that it is not an alternative crop at this point in time. Now,
alternative to what?
Alternative to the normal corn, soybeans, wheat, hay, all of those crops that are being grown, that hemp is, at this stage, not going to be that alternative crop like, say, produce, because we've got 31 other states that are also experimenting with this. And what is the real market for hemp? And so far, I haven't really seen the numbers as the research I've done. What are the numbers? How much do we really need of both fiber and the seed in order to meet the market demands? And when you have Canada just to the north of us, who's been growing it for several years, and that's where most, as I understand, most of the, especially the seed oils and all that are coming from, that if I were a farmer, I wouldn't be betting the farm that's going to be the crop that's going to lift the mortgage on the place.
Right, so probably too early to see that out at the Ag Expo this year to have the big booth, right?
That's right.
Okay, that's Ag Markets and More. Thanks, Bob.